this morning. Let's turn my microphone on as well.
You were quiet too quickly for me there. But lovely to see you, especially visitors. Welcome back to Cheltenham for those who are returning and with family and friends. Lovely to be together on this Christmas morning as we praise God for his most amazing, indescribable gift of his son, the Lord Jesus. The angel said to Joseph, that's important. Better. Mary, you will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet Isaiah. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Let's stand as the music begins and let's celebrate. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Fulfilling prophecy. Please be seated. It's lovely to see lots of young people around with us. Great. Find out in a minute maybe if you're willing to come and show me any of the toys or presents you brought with you. Love to see some things, but don't know how you're doing this morning, whether you come rushed or very, very steady. The shepherds, they rushed, and the magi came methodically and steady. And however we are and whoever we are, we come because there's room. There's always a place for everyone at the manger. So let's pray together. God, our Father, we want to thank you that that's your generous invitation to all of us to always come, to seek you, to find you. We thank you that that invitation is built with the guarantees that you are always there, ready to give and to give. And for this greatest gift of all that we're celebrating today, the gift of a Saviour, Christ the Lord, we praise you. Lord, thank you that you're here this morning, not just to do church, but you're here this morning to meet us and to maybe just quieten us for a few minutes together, to remind us of the wonders of that amazing love. And Lord, we pray that you would stir our hearts again, even through today, even for the days ahead, that each one of us would discover in the Saviour born at Bethlehem, the Christ, our greatest friend, our greatest lover, our greatest Lord. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are worthy of our praise today. Thank you that you're here by your Holy Spirit, forever drawing men and women, boys and girls to yourself. We thank you that today is the day of salvation. What a day, Christmas Day 2015, where maybe one or another would give their hearts, their lives to you. We pray that you would come in your power and in your glory today, Lord Jesus, that we would see you and know you, whom to know is life eternal. And so, Lord, fill us with that hope. Perhaps we came in feeling pretty rubbish, feeling hopeless, feeling tired. Lord, enliven our hearts and our minds, we pray, as your Spirit moves around this building, even this morning, as your people meeting in lots of places around the world today. May we discover something of your light shining into the darkness. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Great. Amen. Well, who's going to come up and just show me? A few of you up for this. Come on, let's just have a little gang, if we could form a few people down here on the steps. You don't have to, but I'll be here. And great, we've got some. Excellent. Come and join me. That's it. If we all take a seat on the steps, and then we can sit up at the right time and have a seat. And we'll do some microphone and find out what's what, because this is looking very impressive. Lovely. Come and join us. Anybody else? I've got something to show you as well that I was given this morning. So any others? We've got four at least. That's good. Any older people? I can't hold this. No, great. Okay, so who are we talking to here?
Nathaniel.
Nathaniel, who are you?
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader. Great.
As well. Good. Now, did you ask for this, or was this a real surprise?
A surprise.
A surprise gift. Isn't that brilliant? Hi, Emma, come and join us. That's lovely. Well, you're looking the part. Stand up and do a twirl so that we can just see Darth Vader in full glory. That's it. Excellent. Now, listen, what about... And this as well. That's important. What does this do?
My cape.
Loud voice?
It's my cape.
Your cape, yeah. I really knew that. Have you seen the film yet?
Yeah.
You have. What did you think?
Good.
Excellent. Would you recommend that we go and see it?
Yeah.
Excellent. What would you say was the very best bit of it all? No, lots to take in, but that's really lovely. I think you're looking fantastic. You budge along, I'll come in next. Move that way, Nathaniel, top. Great. Now, what's this head kit?
Bulbatrol.
What's the name?
Bulbatrol.
Bulbatrol. Okay, now, because I'm a bit older now, my kids have grown up a little bit, so I don't know all these names, but show us what this does. Can you tell us what that does? Goes like that. That's fantastic. Well, not everybody can see over there, so you stand up for a minute and just hold it in the air. Can you do that for me? Just stand up. That's right, you hold that. So stand up. Oh, loud voice, and then you'd show them that as well.
Bob Charles.
That's lovely. And hold it up so that people over there can see it as well.
Bob Charles.
There you go. Good. You're a natural, aren't you? Good. Have a seat then. You budge along, my turn. No, I'm coming in there. That's it. Good. Now, what have we got here?
I've got an animated lamb.
A lamb, yeah. Does it have a name yet? Or just lamb?
I don't know.
Yeah. And what's the book all about? You've got a book there.
Rescue Princesses.
Could you say that title in a really loud voice?
Rescue Princesses.
Good. Now, how about you stand up and show those up and hold them up. Can you do that for me? Oh, let's stand up and then people will all hear it. Do that again. Fantastic. Isn't that brilliant? So you bring some noises to the manger this morning to join over there. That's really lovely. Thank you. Do you know what the book's about? Tell me what the thing, what's the book going to be about? Or have you not read it yet?
I am reading.
You're reading. How many pages have you read this morning? A bookmark. I'll hold your lamp. Oh, it's making a noise for me. Tell us what page you got to this morning.
24.
Page 24. So what? Wow, what time were you up this morning? Do you know?
I don't know.
No. God. Well, thank you so much for coming up to show us these things. Budge along, my turn. In here. So what's this?
This is my toy elephant, my transformer.
Transformer, excellent. Now, are there things to show here that this does?
Yeah.
Go on then. Oh, is that the lamb again? Oh, wow. Oh, look, now you can stand up and show people that because they'd like to see that. So can you close it and open it again just so we can see it in action? Look at that. Isn't that fantastic? Is it going to open up? That's brilliant. So what sort of things is that going to do? Where's that going to help you out, that car, today? Have you got any games to play later with it? Just going to go around the house? And... lovely, excellent. And your friendly, hold that one up as well. Has he got a name or just nice?
No, that has a sign and it says not another side.
We need to see this a bit closely. Let me hold your transformer and then you show us the two signs that it has. It's nice and a naughty. So let's hope for a nice day. Well-behaved day. Great, thanks for coming up. Move along, I've got our next little person to come and see me.
Hello. I was like the shepherds this morning, come rushing. I've been at work all night, so I thought, well, I'd better come and see, but I didn't have time to take all my costume off.
Well, that's lovely. Ken, it suits you. It really does.
I used to have hair, I guess.
That's brilliant. In fact, they want a photograph of you.
I think Emily would be embarrassed again.
Well, like everybody else, would you please stand up and do a twirl? There you go. Right. Now, I didn't quite see it there, but I've got the TV screen. I've also got my wife who just pointed it out. Something on your shirt. Stand up and it says... grumpy for life, not just for Christmas. Very good. That's Ken. Good. Thanks, Ken. Good man. Brilliant. Anybody else want to come? Ben, are you going to just come and show us? There's such a... Can I show it to the people, though? Maybe your dad will come just show us. Thanks, Pete. Now, we're talking super-duper stuff. Pete, show us what it does for Ben's behalf.
Well, this is my present to my son. Yes, it's a remote control car. Yep.
Fantastic. What's the sort of distance it's got there, Pete?
Well, so far it's got from the sink to the sofa, I think, so far, as far as it's gone.
Lovely. That's really great. Thanks, Pete, for showing us that. Anybody else? I don't want... Lucy, you're going to come and show us what you've got. I'd love to see it. Come and sit here next. Up here, that's it. Come up and then turn around. Brilliant. Now, who's this? Ooh, all these people. Who's this?
Doggy.
Does Doggy have a name yet? Oh. Doggy is doing something. Do you want to stand up, Lucy, so people can see it at the back? Or can I hold this up? Because your dog is amazing. Look at the things it can do. Is this remote control? Or is it? It's joined. Okay, joined. It barks and walks. So if we put it down here, can it do some tricks and so on? Let's have a look. Let's just have a little play, shall we? There we go. Are we all watching? Hope you can see that. Go on then, let's see it. Ooh. Whoa. Oh, is Doggy all right, do you think? There you go. What else? Fantastic. There you go. And again, once more, barking, just so we can do it to the microphone. No. Very technical, this. That's lovely. Well, thank you so much. Round of applause. I also said I was given something I was going to show you this morning. For all my life, or certainly in recent years, I've had a bit of a phobia of a certain item. And this Christmas, my wife has been mentioning to various people who have them, who've been displaying them. Brian Burroughs particularly, I think, has been displaying a rather dapper item like this. Anyway, Fraser, my son, bought me this for Christmas. So I join a club, a very exclusive club. And I can now say I'm a proud owner of a Christmas jumper. Right. So I've got to put it on. All right. So, thanks so much, young people. We're going to sing a song, Chris, a room for the baby, Bethlehem song. And while we're about to sing, let's sing together. be seated. There you are. Jumper and all. It's so hot. Good. But I've got to keep it on. Keep it on. Keep it on. Good. Well, we come as a yearly, I was going to say tradition, but that's the wrong word in the wrong sense. But as a church family, we love to give. We love to give our money away in worship to the Lord. It's not a duty, you understand that, not an obligation. And particularly at Christmas time, we try and give it to work locally, a needy work doing valuable ministry. And this Christmas, we have given the target of our Christmas offering to YMCA here in Cheltenham. On Monday evening, I went to their carol service and was part of that with Pete here. And just amazing, really, to see some of that ministry to people who have so little, struggling in many cases with addictions, who were there. And this guy gave a great testimony of his discovery of Jesus Christ, meeting him and changing him from a life of prison and that cycle of destruction, self-destruction. Christ has stepped in. And that was a message he was targeting to many who were there on Monday evening. And it's that sort of work. They've proved God over the last year with the provision of that amazing accommodation block. If you don't know it, go up Victoria Walk, and you will see it there. So that's one half of our Christmas offering. And the other half is to Felt Family Space here in Cheltenham at Hester's Way. Again, doing such vital work with families often at the breaking point, helping as a contact centre, helping to minister and help single parents, helping young children who are vulnerable, helping. So when I say that they've even been helping some of our own church family, it's got real pertinence to us here. So if you've come prepared, please do give as you're able. There are some envelopes in the seat backs which have a possibility for gift aid by giving the detail there. But if you haven't come prepared today, no worries, relax. But if you would like to give, Sunday is another opportunity, or post it through. But let's give as we worship, as part of our worship, and we will sing together, Hark the Herald. Angels sing.
Thank you.
McEwen is going to read to us the account of that first Christmas from Luke 2.
The reading is taken from Luke 2, verses 1 to 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. The shepherds and the angels. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Thanks, Emily, very much indeed. Aware that Christmas is not an easy part or time for many, let's pray together. We want to pray for people. We want to pray for the world. Very briefly in intercessory prayer. Lord, thank you for the opportunity this morning to give again, and we pray that you would accept these gifts, this Christmas offering for the work of Cheltenham YMCA, as well as Family Space. Lord, we pray for both organisations, for what they're doing, for their partnerships. We thank you for the people that they're reaching already, and for those that they could reach, provided with even more resource and people. So Lord, multiply this money, we pray. As ever, just use it to bless and to transform lives and families and people. And Lord, for ourselves this morning, we're so mindful of people we know, but also people we will never know, but we've seen the news and it's disturbed us again. And Lord, we pray where there are broken down and sad, broken lives, utterly devoid of hope. Lord Jesus, may your Christmas message ring out, we pray, whether from churches or from your people or from the reading of your word or perhaps things on TV or the web. We pray that today would really be a day of salvation for many people in many parts of the world. We especially pray for your people, the church family, the Christians through the Middle East, so attacked, so persecuted, so under pressure. Lord, may they hear the Christmas message again to not fear, but to trust you. Lord, we pray for those who are trying to broker peace, that they would be enabled with the help of your Holy Spirit to make peace, lasting peace, to keep peace, that evil will be pushed back and the light of the wonderful glories of Christ would be made known. Lord Jesus, we thank you that even close to home, even in our own lives, you are the God who turns up. And we pray for those in church this morning who've lost loved ones this past year. For those ones who perhaps lost loved ones years ago but are still feeling that acute pain of emptiness and separation and loss. And Lord Jesus, be the great comforter again today, we pray. Over this Christmas season, fill them with hope. We pray, Lord Jesus, that there would be this tremendous gospel lived out and demonstrated that you are the Lord. You show up and that no situation is impossible with you. And dear Lord, for whatever we're facing at the moment, we pray that for ourselves or perhaps those that couldn't possibly be here this morning for other reasons, because they're hurting, they're broken, they're angry. Perhaps it's a whole number of complex things. For those who are struggling mentally, for those who have lost their memory, Lord Jesus, give grace, we pray, to meet the time of need. And Lord, we thank you that we pray all these things in your name, which is the special name, the one name over all names, Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to sing again another lovely carol, more recent carol, and then Tim will come and speak to us with a meditation for Christmas morning. Joy has dawned upon the earth, upon the world.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, welcome again, whether this is the first time you've been to church on Christmas Day for a while, or whether you are a veteran of Christmas Day services. Worth saying that there are creche facilities available, DIY creche this morning that's out through the corridor, through the Rodney Hall, and there's a relay there, should that be useful to you. Now, boys and girls, lovely to see your presence earlier, but there is one family in this church who have received an extra special Christmas present this year, and that's Lee and Helen Wilcox, who are celebrating the birth of a baby, Bethany Luena, born on Tuesday morning. I've been instructed not to tell you the weight because it might shock you a little bit, but you can ask them individually. And we too, of course, are here to celebrate the birth of a baby this morning. Not that baby, but another baby born 20 centuries ago, 2,000 years ago, the greatest gift of all. But how can this baby be the greatest gift of all? Well, we're told by Dr. Luke in the passage that Emily has just read for us. Dr. Luke, who was an investigative journalist to rival any today. He researched his subject. He spoke to the eyewitnesses. You can imagine him today, MP3 player on table, getting the interviews. And he's written up very kindly the details for us in his gospel. So what we've just had read is not a syrupy Disney once upon a time tale. Boys and girls, Christmas is not a story like Frozen or Minions or Toy Story, something like that. It may have become Disneyfied, commercialized, but what we've just had read is the history of a real baby in a real place at a real time. A history that today we are celebrating, aren't we, with great joy. So what are we told? We are told, verse 1, that it happened during a census, something we're quite familiar with today, with the Jews returning to their ancestral homes to be counted by Rome. And we're told there were shepherds, we've just been singing of that, shepherds, verse 8, out in the sticks. It was probably the middle of the night, and it was very, very dark, when an angel of the Lord appears, and the glory of the Lord shone around. Now, I don't know what you think about angels and the supernatural, but in Luke's gospel, it's as if Luke is drawing back the curtains of the heaven onto the heavenly world. He's giving us a behind-the-scenes look at earth. And he's insisting that this is supernatural light and supernatural angelic appearance. I remember being in Botswana a few years ago by a salt lake away from the city, and the sky was lit up. It was bursting with bright stars, probably more than I'll ever see in one sky again. But even the brightest sky that nature can offer is dark compared to this, because the glory of the Lord shone around. But in case we're tempted to think again that this is some sort of Disney stardust, read on, verse 9. Then the shepherds, what do? They burst into a ballad? No, they were terrified. They were terrified. Well, wouldn't you be if the glory of the Lord was lighting up the sky? This is not Christmas treacle, this is Christmas terror. Now, hopefully that you feel that this Christmas Day service is warm and friendly and relaxed and in no way scary. But remember that the very first Christmas was perhaps more edgy than we might imagine. But the angel says to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." Now please don't fall into the trap of thinking that there's two parts to Christmas. There's the trimmings, the turkey, the tree, the tinsel and the telly. And that's for everyone. And then there's the religious bit, the God bit, which is just for, well, religious people. Please don't divide Christmas like that. Because when it all started, all the shepherds ever got was the God bit. The God bit. Remember, these shepherds were not religious people. People differ on whether they're painted here in a positive or a negative light, but certainly later in Judaism, shepherds would come to be regarded as somewhat shady characters, religious outsiders, more interested in sheep than temple. They were shift workers, maybe like truckers or like students. You never knew when they might be working. They were social outcasts as they moved from field to field. Now, step back for a moment. If you're God, that's a big if you're God and you want to announce the most incredible the most joyous news ever, an event which will, without exaggeration, change the course of history forever. The birth of your only son, Jesus Christ, the saviour of the whole world. Who do you announce it to first? The religious elite? The Archbishop of Canterbury? Send an angel to the Vatican to tell the Pope? God chose first to announce this news to the shepherds, the ordinary, commonplace, average Joe shepherds. Those who, perhaps like some of us here, know about the stories of the promised Messiah, but might not actually believe it. But to those humble shepherds, and by extension to us this morning, God is saying, a saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Perhaps we could put the slide up with those words. A saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. That is the message this Christmas. Now, in fact, any great Roman citizen was called a saviour. It's quite a common word. Caesar Augustus was a saviour. Roman poets were called saviour. But this saviour was different. He would actually save people from sin. That gap between you and God, I and God. And not just Jewish people, all people. For he is Christ, the Lord, that is the promised Messiah, the promised anointed King. In short, he is God come to earth, resting for the very first few hours of his earthly life in a manger, verse 12. Boys and girls, imagine seeing God as a tiny baby lying in a cot in your bedroom. And in case we haven't got the magnitude of this, a great company of heavenly hosts appear in the sky, praising God and saying, verse 14, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favour rests. Now you might think, peace on earth? So much for that. That's another broken election promise for God. Terror attacks, refugee crisis, Syria, our troops back in Afghanistan, peace on earth. But when we say that, it just shows that we've got the wrong war. The wrong war. The peace spoken of here is the cessation of the war between ourselves and God. Our constant fight to make sure God is not where he belongs in our life. As the Saviour, as the King, and as the Lord. I wonder this Christmas time if you can say that you have peace with God. That your sins are forgiven by this baby who would grow up to die on a cross, taking his sins upon your sins upon himself and rising again. I wonder if you can say for yourself that you've experienced this joyful new good news of great joy that we're celebrating, this news that we are so happy about this morning. If you're here today and you wouldn't say that you believe in Jesus as your Saviour and as your King, I'd gently challenge you to with this. Be a shepherd. Be a shepherd. Be a shepherd. No, not become a trucker or play a shepherd in a nativity, verse 15. But as the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and check it out for ourselves. Do the same. Do the same. Check out the Christmas story for yourself. Somewhere between leftover turkey sandwiches and the second helping of Christmas pud on Boxing Day, investigate for yourself this thing that has happened. Read the Christmas story with an open heart. Or if you are a Christian already, you can also be a shepherd. Verse 17, when they had seen the baby, they spread the word concerning what they'd been told. Verse 20, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen. That can be your response this morning, to tell others, even family members this Christmas, about what God has done. You know, you don't have to understand exactly how angels can appear in the sky or how God can be in a manger in order to do what the shepherds did. They certainly did not get everything, but they still praised God, didn't they? They responded to what they'd seen and they glorified in what they'd heard. But as well as being a shepherd, there's perhaps a final challenge for us in this passage. Verse 19, be a Mary as well. Be a Mary. Treasure all these things and ponder them in your heart. Spend this Christmas time pondering, thinking about, marveling at this thing that happened in Bethlehem. Let it stay in your mind rather than what are we eating or what are we watching. Treasure these things in your heart. Maybe God is asking you to do that this morning. So we join the shepherds and Mary this Christmas time in celebrating and in praising and in glorifying and in marveling at what God has done, giving us the greatest gift of all. A Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Amen. And we're going to sing of Christ the Lord now as we stand, and we're going to worship him together. I think there might be a couple of key changes in this song, so watch out for that. Let's stand and sing, O Come, All Ye Faithful.
Well, may I wish you a very happy Christmas day and If you're not here on Sunday, if you haven't seen the news sheet over the past 2 weeks, on behalf of the staff team here, we want to also wish you a very happy Christmas and thank you for your support and encouragement through the past year. If you're not part of a church family, do come and join us on Sunday if you're able. You'll be more than welcome. 10:30 in the morning, 6:30 in the evening. And on this Sunday evening, being the last service of the year, there's an open time for people to come and say what God's been doing, and maybe a word of encouragement or testimony, a Bible verse that's really meant something and got you through, whatever it is. We don't come as complete people. We're on the journey together. And like those shepherds, let's go and tell. So a final prayer as we stand together. God with us, please go with us, we pray, through today and all our life, to be ever praising you like the shepherds of old, to be ever seeking you like the Magi, and bringing you our gifts of praise and adoration. Lord, we pray that all of our life would be one of knowing you and praising you and following you. And we ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the wonderful Saviour, our Lord, our Saviour, our friend. Amen.